soft orange glow.
It's soft orange glow.
Drying a sea of time.
Sea of time.
Drying a soft orange glow.
In a soft orange glow.
Who got the phone? Who got the micro? Now we gotta wait 24 hours. That's the rule. We've never done a show, two shows within 24 hours before, have we?
Yeah, we have.
We did?
Mm-hmm. We used to double up. Triple
dude,
up one time.
Dude. Suspension of disbelief.
Oh, yeah.
Maintaining the illusion of
suspension of disbelief, solution of disbelief,
emulsion of disbelief.
I love it.
It's not bad.
Here's a bottle.
It's my talking show. Welcome to Thursday.
Yep, it's December the something. All right,
glad you could make it.
6th of December 2007.
Looks
you know
like
what?
You made it.
You know what's going to happen one day?
They're going to make it.
What? Looks like we're going to have already have made it once after all. Soon it's going to be 2008.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think we'll hit 200 shows before then?
I don't know. We can try.
Yeah, we could really buckle down.
I don't think it's a buffle down.
Yeah.
Buffalo yep. Nickel down.
Yep. Oh, man.
Imagine if they showed those kids using the buffalo nickels.
Yeah, that'd be something, huh?
Aren't they just actual nickels? I don't actually recall. They showed it a couple times, them handing out the money, and it looked like real money to me.
They're chocolate coins.
Oh, gelt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes it an extra tempting economy thingamajig.
Oh, man, imagine if they paid them in chocolate money.
Shouldn't they?
Would they be able to save it long enough to spend it?
I don't know. And what would they buy?
What are they
chocolate.
Buying?
Chocolate. Huh?
What are they buying there, anyway? Just candy and pop?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Pogo sticks?
Yep.
Pogo ball?
No, no, no. Sophie, about that bicycle. Where does the money go? That's what I want to know. The money that goes into the store?
Who's collecting it?
Yeah.
Just stays in there?
I guess.
It goes towards...
nothing's locked.
Procuring more stock, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah. But also... they gotta just charge. Okay, I haven't seen the new one.
Oh, let's just mention we're talking about Kid Nation.
What?
For those of you who just tuned in.
Oh, yeah. We love that show.
Maybe you're Dave Sherrill and you haven't listened to the show in a couple of years.
Yeah.
You're just back on the internet and you're just like.
He's like,
we'll see what these guys are up to.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I mean.
I'm gonna go see what these guys are up to.
You guys got your pillow yet or what?
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 A new pillow? Oh, did you get it? Yep.
A dew pillow.
That's right.
And the answer to that, of course, on your trivia box, check yes. Yeah. I did get a new pillow. I got two new pillows since then.
I remember that.
Yeah, whenever that was.
Uh-huh.
So I did. And already they've been stained yellow.
I also got a new pillow in recent years.
Yeah?
It's called my neck fat.
I was wondering if maybe you got a hemorrhoid down it.
No, I did bunch up my neck fat.
Or, also known as, a donut.
I do not have, yeah.
You do not have?
Dual purpose donuts.
Donut get?
No, I, last night, I told Brian, I pulled my butthole last night.
Pulled it out? Snapped it back
no,
in?
No, it didn't come out or anything. It wasn't like roid rage, it was just like, I was just, trying to get some poop to come out of my butt, and,
well, that was your first mistake.
Yeah. And, I guess I tried too hard. And it felt like I, yeah.
Prolapsed it?
No, it didn't,
relapsed no. Relapsed it?
No, it wasn't like the outside there was any problems. It was just like inside felt like, I don't know, something wasn't right, you know?
Maybe.
Like it just kind of was like kind of sore. Kind of a dull ache, you know?
Maybe like you were pushing and it came out and then it shot back in, but while it was out, maybe something got in.
Maybe.
Like flypaper or something, you know?
Oh,
there's a bug.
That could have been it.
Maybe there's a wasp inside your butthole.
Maybe I've got a bunch of them Jones candies in my...
Oh, maybe. And they're fizzing?
Yeah.
Well, they'll be soon gone, I'm sure.
So I went and laid down in the bed area of the bed with the wife, and I couldn't get comfortable. It was just like kind of... And you know, my body was like, you either have to fart or shit or something, but you definitely can't stay in bed. And like...
A diaper full of yogurt.
Man, oh, wow. That's
what you need.
So comfortable.
Yes.
Everything would be so silky afterwards. But like... So, like, every time I would kind of, like, move around to kind of try to get comfortable, like, she would move and, like, wake up a little bit, so then I felt bad. Then I got up and I read, like, all of Tape Op on the toilet.
Tape Op? Oh, Tape. Yeah. Yes, Tape Op.
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, your website.
Yeah.
I was like, right.
Then after that, I decided to go lay on the couch. I didn't want to, like, wake her up going back to bed and everything, so I slept on the couch last night.
Hmm.
Yes. Well, now everything's great. Everything's super right now.
Oh, well, good. Good. I came home last night from work, and there was a bunch of Indian food on the table.
Yeah.
Leftovers. My roommates had a friend from out of town come in, who I guess works for Pfizer, and she was in town on business or something, and she has one of them expense accounts, you know?
Ooh.
She gets to just charge food and shit to the company. So she was over visiting, and they bought a bunch of Indian food and wine and stuff. So when I got home, there was Indian leftovers. And,
nice.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, oh, I'll go eat a piece of toast and then go to bed or something. And I come in, and there's fucking, yeah, all this Indian food. So I ate a whole bunch. And I've eaten a lot of Indian food in the last little while. And it always messes up my poops.
It seems like that's been getting more this kind of a thing.
What do you mean?
Indian food. I'm hearing about it all the time. It's always up on that thing. It's always, people are always...
Oh, well, I don't know. Like, it's always been a thing here because we have a lot of people of Indian descent around here.
Okay.
So, and especially in my area of town, but a little bit further south, there's like a little India, and so...
Really?
Yeah.
Are there, any, you know, Indian things there? I can't think of one Indian thing.
Indian Jones?
You know, snake charmers? Is that a thing?
something, yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, I know you didn't watch last night's Kid Nation there.
No, not yet. I won't probably be watching it until this weekend, later on.
Oh, so bad I want to say a spoiler alert thing, because I won't remember it by the time you watch it. It's not really a spoiler.
Can you... I know it doesn't matter, because I'll still enjoy it. Like, I've watched episodes twice and enjoyed them almost equally both times. But,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't have to say it if you don't want me to.
Well... I mean, it's my fault. I mean, 2 days...
It's just the thing Blaine says.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
It's so fucking good.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. No, don't worry. You can say it.
They're walking over this hill and they see some...
I can't believe you're going to say it.
Some teepees.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Blaine goes, oh, igloos. So good.
Our big joke now is whenever anyone's doing anything, like in a challenge, it's just, you know, Blue is eating their
I know.
Blank, you know?
I know.
Oh. Well, yeah. I even forget what the last challenge was.
Yeah.
Wasn't...
Dig a hole?
Shooting... nuts and bolts, and Blue was eating their ammo. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so,
so
good.
I won't go any further than that. That's just a thing. It's not even much of a spoiler, but that, what I'm referring to,
yeah,
is
boy.
My favorite moment in the show so far.
I think that we should get some
I
kind of a subsidy from CBS.
My balls into my butthole.
Kid Nation is going to be such a success in Australia, thanks to us.
I think so, yeah. They'll be like, hey, two people are watching it.
That's right.
The
two
same
televisions
house,
in
on
Australia
same TV.
Are... No, I was going to watch it too, right?
Oh, okay,
come
cool.
On, come on, Ive.
But he's in a different time zone.
Yeah.
So...
What does that mean?
I don't know. It doesn't mean...
It doesn't work?
He's actually going to be watching it before everybody.
He's going to call Grug. He's going to watch it and call Grug and ruin it for him?
I forget. Does Grug live on the side where all the shit is, or does... Yeah, he does, right?
Boy, I think so, yeah.
I think he lives on the right-hand side, where all the shit is. And I lives on the left-hand side, where all the kookaburras are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. We should have them on the show again.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we totally should. But the problem is... Actually, you know what? If we...
Okay.
I wonder... No, I was just wondering if it comes, if it all, everything happens the way that maybe we want it to happen, and we start doing the show earlier in the day, I wonder if we will be able to catch
someone
at a better time than what
That would be something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Brian's talking about maybe working the grave digger shift.
The gold
digger shift. The grave robber shift. Yeah.
Gravy robber.
Yeah. And, but I'm still going to be on Moon Knight. Hours.
Mark
OMG.
Spector.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, let me tell you.
Ronan.
Oh, no. Moon Knight. Fucking, I read the Moon Knight annual that just came out.
Okay.
Vomitosis, dude. There's this thing, like...
Didn't they make that series really violent for no good reason?
It wasn't even that. I don't mind that. But right. Yes, they did. It is. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
he's making
out
with Tigra in it or something?
Dude, they... I don't know what the problem is.
Dude, is Tigra in it?
I don't know. But the annual, it was one story, and the whole thing was, like, all these, like, women getting together and having, like, a therapy session, all talking about getting raped.
The rapey session?
Yeah, they're all talking about getting raped and, like, how Moon Knight saved them. And I don't know why women be getting raped in comics all the time now. Like, everyone's been raped in a damn comic. Raped or murdered or stuffed in a fridge or whatever.
I blame... You know who I blame?
Who what?
I blame the artists for making every woman in comics look like a pornography.
If they weren't drawn like that, right? They wouldn't.
That's right.
No,
and it's not their fault. They can't. I blame the artists.
I kind of blame the writers, but I guess.
Well, I mean, if they weren't so hot,
you know,
the writers wouldn't think like, "Whoa, what should happen with this character?" I know she'll be doing it, and then she'll be like, "No, I don't want to do it." So yeah, they should. Make more obese characters, and then they will have more diverse problems.
Let me tell you, right.
Such as diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah.
Is it diabetes or diabetes? Can we come to a consensus on this, please? I just mean everybody in the world.
I believe it's diabetes until you're old enough to get it.
And then, or if you're really fat, probably.
It's like Voldemort. Like, if you're susceptible to diabetes, you don't actually want to say it, so you say diabetes, because it's like, you're not, you know, you don't want to give the name of the disease any power.
Oh, you know? But if you say it 3 times in front of a mirror, what happens?
It's free donuts.
Donuts appear, and you can eat them.
Good job, dude.
I wish there was more magic, like, in real life like that, you know, where you could do that anytime you want, and it's like, well, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Free donuts, and that's why. But then, I guess donuts would be even more devalued. But I mean, donuts are pretty cheap as it is. But it'd be like, well, anyone can get free donuts anytime. But we don't want to care. It's, you know, they're just plain. They're plain donuts. If you want to get a fancy donut, you either have to bring your own condiments into the bathroom with you,
right?
Or just go somewhere and buy them. Yeah. You know?
Donut condiments.
Yeah. Plain donut with some mustard on it. Mustard ring.
Barf.
What do you mean, barf?
Speaking of mustard.
Savory donuts.
No. What I was going to say, though.
Oh, that's a bagel.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Was,
Pizza donuts, what do you think?
I was reading this thing.
Okay.
And it was like a list of every female character in comics.
What about a pizza pocket just full of sprinkles?
Just sprinkles?
Yeah. Or
no.
Jimmy's.
No.
Did we ever talk about Jimmy's? Yeah, we did talk about Jimmy's.
Hundreds and thousands?
What?
Those are just like tiny little balls.
Oh.
Speaking of tiny balls, so I was reading this thing about, it was like a list of all the women comic characters ever, you know?
Okay.
Not ever, but it was like all the ones that like have been raped or killed or somehow, beaten up, all but brutally by some dudes or whatever. Or
Moira
like
McTaggart?
Child support. Yeah. I mean, it was like every, and man, it was a pretty hefty list, you know? And, and then, like, all these creators responded, like, a bunch of real dicks were like, well, best that happens to dudes all the time. And then some guys were like, yeah, that's just lazy, horrible writing. They're just like, you know, I want to have emotional impact. What am I going to do? Oh, I'll just rape the female character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to cause impact. You rape Moon Knight.
That's right. Yeah, there wasn't,
like,
there
if the Hulk became a rapist?
Oh my god, that would be like
that would be out of
control. Scariest comic ever. Yeah, but
I mean, you could make a different Hulk. It wouldn't have to be Hulk Hulk. It could be like a, you know, you could make up a Rape Hulk. He could be purple or
special,
something.
Special Rape Hulk. Yeah.
Purple with green.
Oh,
he'd
have to be purple. Yeah.
just purple with rape rage.
So then I was like, well, this Rapage. Is all dudes Rampage. Writing this for sure. You know, this is dudes writing this stuff. You know, like.
Yeah.
You know,
it's dudes. Yeah. There's no, so there's no look, chick writers in superhero comics, is there?
There was, man, I tried finding like. Yeah, I looked up the list of female comic artists. There was only Marie Severin is like the only female penciler ever. Ever.
What, is she the one
in Marvel Comics? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, like
actual
comics. I'm just saying, just in Marvel, Marie Severin is the only one.
There's wasn't Exiles drawn by a chick dude?
Maybe.
Maybe that's her, I don't know.
No, Marie Severin's like, I don't think she's drawn anything anymore. She's like,
oh, I thought there was a chick who did it on Exiles.
Maybe.
But anyway, I mean, yeah, it's interesting when you see a lady artist draw lady comic book characters.
Yeah.
Because they look a little bit like more the way they should look.
Right, right.
But they still look kind of fucked.
I just think it's weird that, like, why is there no women superhero writers? Like, why aren't a lot of Marvel comics being written by women? Because if comics are like, superhero comics are like the male fantasy thingamajig.
Mm-hmm.
How come is it women's can't?
You should. There's that? A whole market waiting to be tapped.
I think. Yeah.
A whole ass market waiting to be tapped.
Yeah.
No, totally though. Yeah, I agree. Why not?
Like, where's the big like 12 issue story arcs of like Spider-Man is getting, there's like this team of villainous bitches, and like they're all robbing banks and shit. And they distract it by fucking the hell out of them, you know?
Yeah, that's totally the kind of thing a woman would write.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know.
Because,
that's how they are.
Because the thing is...
That's how they that, all are.
Yeah, I know. In superhero comics, like, occasionally a character will use, like, her sex appeal to her advantage, but never... It's always kind of, like, to lure a character into this, and then she'll, like, shoot him with some ray gun or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's never just like, I'm going to smear my vaginal juices all over this doorknob.
What if a character had acidic... not acidic, I mean, you know what I mean.
Right. Like, acidic?
What?
Acidic? With the long curls and the little hat?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, no, but acidic Merkin?
Yes. You could make a character who had poisonous lady juice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd call her every woman.
Why don't we become women and write a comic book?
Okay.
We know.
That's what needs to happen, yes.
Trannies.
Jim McFarlane. There you go. You hear that lightsaber action there?
That's what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
yes.
You were saying?
Yes.
Let's do it.
The end.
Okay. All right, I'll get started cutting my penis off, and then I'll go to the doctor and see if we can do the rest.
Whoa. You ending the show?
Oh, whoa, no. So what's on your Amazon wish list for this holiday season, Brian?
A toothbrush with a tongue and cheek brusher on it. I saw an ad
and
for
cheek.
I know. I saw an ad on TV for a toothbrush that had, like, I've heard of tongue brushing. I brush my tongue.
Yes.
That's just something I do. Not everyone does, and it's actually kind of gross when I hear that people don't do it.
Okay.
You're entitled to not brush your tongue, but I already think you're gross, so you don't have to try and impress me.
I shave my tongue. It's beyond brushing. I style my tongue.
There you go. But doesn't that affect your taste buds? Or does that help them regenerate?
My what?
Yeah.
You mean my smoke buds.
Smoke receptors.
Yeah.
There was one it was advertising on TV, and they're like, here's, and on the back of the brush or whatever, it has a special tongue brusher. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And cheek brusher. I'm like, I'm not brushing my cheeks. Should I be brushing my cheeks? Like, not the outside of your, the inside of your cheeks, you know?
Right.
And yeah. I mean, I guess, but I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to me. But they say, like, you know, whatever, blank percent of bacteria rests inside of your cheek nuggets, and so you better brush inside there, too. And, I don't know, I guess I'm not opposed to it, but it's kind of weird. They're really, this one company is really pushing for that, and they created a special tool for that.
I hate blank percent.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I hate blank percent!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But, well, brushing your cheek, I don't know. I'll have to look into it.
I've never done it.
I kind of think, though, that if you use mouthwash, that would just take care of it.
I do that. You know what I mean? Listerine all the time.
That would take care of your cheek gunge.
Not plain Listerine.
You don't like plain Listerine?
That's I haven't used it since I was a kid.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's terrible when you're a kid, because it doesn't taste like anything. But when you're an adult, it's totally
I bet it's good and savory now.
Well, I mean, if you were a kid and you drank a shot of whiskey, you'd be like, oh, that's not very good at all.
Yeah. And no, that's what I use. That's what I use.
Oh, you just gargle with whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night when I was trying to fall asleep there with my throbbing anus, I was like, maybe I should have a drink.
Yeah, maybe I should drink a six-pack of beer.
But I didn't want to stand up.
So if there's anything inside there, you would just flush that out.
Well, I'd gotten kind of comfortable on the couch.
Maybe they need to make a special kind of toothbrush for your butthole.
I agree.
It's called Phil's toothbrush.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree.
They should be
double-ended.
I think it's just because, like, all throughout history, there's been such a hang-up on putting things in your butthole.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I mean, maybe it's a natural reaction for people, for humans, to, like, not want something to...
That's dumb.
Invase, think that.
Everything's great in the butt.
Well, I'm just saying that throughout history, throughout our history anyway, there's, like, a sort of natural aversion to that perversion. Right. And so maybe we just need to get over it and, you know, then we can have tools like that where it's like, hey, you know what? If you brush out your butthole once a week, you can live 5 years longer. What if we found out that?
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if coffee enemas are really, really good for you? For real?
I bet enemas really are good for you, though. Probably. I read a whole lot about the colonic... escapade. Well, I was thinking about getting one, but before I had my appendix out, I'm like, man, maybe I just need to flush down.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think I wouldn't. They tell me, man, you 85 pounds, been packed and shit. That's, man.
85 pounds?
No, but some, you know.
85 British pounds worth of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Street
there was
value.
Some expensive cod in there.
Yeah.
Cod isn't expensive. What's the word I'm looking for?
Kippers?
Yes.
Really? Is it kippers you're looking for?
No, I don't really know what that is.
All right, Brian.
It's not just like sardines.
Okay, this is, what are we going to call this? Think time. Do time. Think, no, we already did do time for quite a while.
Yep.
No, but,
time for a think.
This is help a brother out segment of, okay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on my Amazon wish list here.
Okay,
because that's how I submit my requests to my wife for Christmas.
Was the first entry on there Survivor Amazon?
No.
Has that even been released on DVD yet?
I don't know.
I don't think it has. I think it's like
the album by Survivor?
Yeah.
Amazon?
Yeah. No, the song Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
No. No, I got the new Futurama movie and some Zig pens and sweatshirt.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, the best thing on here, though, is the Lee Oscar Harmonica in E minor. E minor harmonica. Dude, that's fucking sweet.
Okay.
That would be so easy to play along with my guitar playing, because, I mean, that's just like...
You only play E
natural
minor.
Fit. Well, I don't only, but I mean, like, I often. And, like, playing a C major harmonica, which is, like, you know, the standard...
Right? Yes.
Like,
yes.
Fuck, man, it just never sounds good on anything I play.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
E minor harmonica, that's gonna be fucking tight.
What about a chromatic one?
With all the notes?
Yeah, that seems...
Those big hoagie ones?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's like,
then you might as well just be blowing a piano.
You might as well just eat some corn on the cob.
Yeah. Corn, marner, corn.
I think I've seen one of those before. Like a kid's harmonica shaped like corn.
I think they've made everything shaped like corn.
Yep.
One of everything.
Probably.
I'm going to get a corn toothbrush.
Yeah. Especially for taking out kernels of corn.
Yep.
And on the back side, it has a popcorn skin remover.
Popcorn skin remover?
Yeah. not skin, but husk. What do you call it? Not kernels.
Oh, like a tiny melon baller for your popcorn? So you scoop out the hard part?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't we invent popcorn that doesn't have that?
I don't know that we can.
Get on it, science. It's your problem.
And maybe if they skin the popcorn first and they use a laser to pop it, that'd be expensive.
Infrared popcorn popper.
Well, here's my dilemma.
Maybe okay, a sonic
here's my query.
One. Okay.
Here's my queer lemma.
All right.
Here's my dreary.
You know what I would like? Here's what I would like. I would like, you know those sonic toothbrushes?
Yeah.
I would like that for popcorn popping, and you just get a bag of popcorn, and you put the toothbrush in the bag, and you like, sort of stir it around, and it goes, that'd be cool.
And see what happens?
The bag could be like a balloon, so it wouldn't get overfilled. It would just stretch out.
Speaking of sonic toothbrushes, you think like a siren, you know?
From Banshee's loin?
Yeah. You think she could just like scream in your mouth to brush your teeth?
Oh, man, I wish you would scream in my mouth.
Maybe.
Oh, hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
She got raped. No, what size rapidograph there should I get there?
Okay, you don't draw small.
I don't draw particularly small, but I'm starting to think that a 0.5 line is a little bit too thick.
You should get...
Should I get a 0.3?
I have a 0.3.
What do you think of the 0.3? Is it too thick? Is it too thin? Is it too
It's rapid? Good.
Yeah.
But
you draw very thin. You draw very little wispy, barely even there.
I vary. It varies. Yeah. I have three, though. I have three.
Lately, you don't even draw at all. You just color it.
I have
you
a number
just,
one.
You scan a blank piece of paper.
It's just implied.
Yeah.
No, I started drawing in that invisible ink.
Okay.
And you need
on double opaque paper?
Yeah, you need to decode it.
Right.
Yeah, I have a number one and a number zero. And I don't think you should... You probably wouldn't want to go any smaller than a zero.
Number one, that's a 0.5.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
0.5 millimeters.
Okay.
And then a number zero, I don't know. That's a 0.35.
Is it?
Yeah. And the double zero is a 0.3. And that's what I was thinking about getting.
Shit, I don't even know. I don't even know what... I don't know anything anymore. Do you want me to go check?
You could. I could.
Okay, why don't you just hum a little bit?
All right. Strangers in the night, exchanging glances. Strangers in the night, removing panties. Something's never right. When baby, you're a stranger in the night.
You're a moon knight.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? The ones that I have... Yeah, no, I was right. The biggest one that I have is a number one, and that's a 0.5.
Okay.
And that's about as fat as I will go.
Right. Now, do you ever use like a... what's that brand? Not Coriander, Kurperman, Copic?
Copic. No, I don't.
Okay, like, you never use those, like, the big fat 0.8s or anything?
No.
No?
No.
Those are fun for outlines and everything. They're squeaky smooth. But.
Yeah, I use my number one rapidograph for my panel borders and for fat stuff. And I typically use a number zero, which is a 0.35. I use that the most.
Okay.
And then I use the... I have a 3x0. 3x0. Right. It's a 0.25. And that's the smallest one that I have that I use for very fine.
There's a 4.0. It's 0.18.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they get smaller than that, but I have a bunch of these little... what do you want to say?
I want to say bye to penis.
No, you can't say bye to penis yet, baby.
Too late.
I'll let you know when it's time, okay?
Too late.
What?
Too late.
What?
That was it.
No. That's cute, though. She wants to do it.
Does that mean she's going to, like, cut off your balls or something? Are you a Greek myth?
Pi Beavis? There's a 6-0, that's 0.13. But see, I use this one it's 0.05, man. It's like 0.05 millimeter. It's like a friggin',
angel hair.
It's like an eyelash, yeah. I mean, basically, and I love that for doing the little fine fit lines. But I guess they don't have that in Rapido. But the other thing is, like, maybe I'm mashing the hell out of my pens and the lines are actually thinner than I, you know, because, like, that doesn't change, right? Right. Right?
Right. Yeah, no, because it's a metal nib. It won't
nothing's
change.
Gonna, yeah.
The only thing that will happen.
Is always the same.
The only thing that will happen to those pens is that they will gum up and no ink will come out. That's the worst that can happen to that pen.
Then what do you do?
You can clean it.
You can soak it in.
You can clean. You can get special cleaner. I actually bought some of the special cleaner. I've just been using rubbing alcohol, but they have a cleaning solution that you can stick in there. I don't know what it is or how well it works, but I'm looking forward to trying it.
All right, I'm going to get a 00. I'm going to add that to my wish list. Add to wish list. I think, no? Yeah? No?
Sure.
And I'm not going to get any ink. You know why? You know why I'm not going to get any ink? Yeah. You know why?
Just totally unplugged my headphones.
Oh.
What a disaster. This show's going to shit.
You know why I'm not going to get any ink? I'll tell you why.
Because you have a bunch?
No, I don't draw.
Oh. Just for show?
Yeah.
You do it all in paint?
Just for the talking show.
Okay.
So what are you saying, sweetheart?
Art Corner Hotline.
Yeah. Art Corner Help Out.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Elsa?
I see the side I see again.
The side I see?
No.
Uganda?
The side I see.
The side I see?
No, side I see again.
Sort of thing again?
No.
The
side I see again.
You got any ideas? No. If anyone knows what Allison's saying, send us an email. What? You know what she's saying? What she's saying?
Psyduck?
Oh, you don't? Oh, thanks for chiming in, pal. All right, well, you want to Rapido up?
Yep.
Yeah?
Sure.
Right. Well,
thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been Phil R.
This has been Phil R.'s friend, Brian F.
Oh, this has been Brian F.'s friend, Phil R.
This has been Phil R.'s longtime companion, Brian F.
Yeah. E-chums. We got our 5-year anniversary coming up, or just passed.
Really?
Something.
Holy shit. We should do something.
I forget what our...
Let's commensurate that.
I forget what that original... Your comics are so fine.
They're so fine that you...
You are such a cute drawer. What, dude?
Drawer. You're a good drawer.
She can sing the ABCs in a little bit. Wrote a little bit. Right now she's got something more important to say. She has to say bipedus.
Bye, Petus.
Thanks. Thanks for helping out.
That was a good show, dude. How long is that? Really? A tight 30? Trying to see all the day. Fudge full of...
She's
so cute.